Talking of comedy, well, we have a new comedy series arriving on Wednesday the 17th of April on BBC Two and as a box set on BBC iPlayer. It's called Mammoth, and here's a clip.
So there I was, frozen under the ice. I came back from the dead.
He hasn't talked for half a century.
Two words, British bulldog.
We can't talk about this tomorrow because you ran over my son.
Just clipped him.
Next window.
My next window's tomorrow night. Over.
Can't hit on all the mammoths.
Not just the single ones.
Yes, it's nice to see a new comedy arriving, isn't it? And this should make you giggle to a degree. It's a little bit hammed up in places, but you'd absolutely expect that. So this is a three-part series that is co-written by stand-up comic Mike Bubbins. And it sees him play the part of Tony Mammoth. Now, it's a bit retrospective. You've got in 1979... He was caught up in an avalanche while he was on a school skiing trip, and he died. 42 years later, fast forward, and his frozen body is discovered. I mean, none of this is very believable, but bear with. His frozen body is discovered, and it's brought back to life, and he resumes his life as he was, as a teacher. So if you can imagine teachers in the 70s versus teachers in 2024, slightly different environment, lots of things you can and can't do anymore, and he's just continuing in his old school ways at this school in Wales, and he's had guidance from his very long-suffering mate Roger but to no avail. And I just think this will hit the funny bone of most people, and particularly if you're kind of, I suppose, of an age where you kind of slightly remember some of the behaviours then and what was acceptable. And, you know, you look at school in these days, and I know my kids are in school, and what teachers just can't do. I mean, it's easy to write what they can do these days, really. But it's the children running the asylum, I think, half the time. But it is funny. And as I say, I do think it will hit the funny bone of most people. What do you think, Ian?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I was going to like it, to be honest. But, I found it very amusing indeed, I must say. And I am a child of the 70s. And, so it starts off with him back in the 70s on this school ski trip. And it's done in a kind of deliberately quite crappy way to look very fake. But that's fine because it's comedic. And, yes, as you say, he sort of thaws out many years later. But he's still 70s man, you know. He wears a medallion, he drives a Ford Capri, he smokes a pipe, and yeah, see, he goes back to teaching, and it's just he's very deadpan the way he plays it. He underplays it a bit, I think, which is good. He describes it as a kind of reverse Life on Mars. Remember that time travel detective series with John Sim? And I think that's a good description of it, actually. And in episode one they have the parents' evening at the school, and all he's interested in is like copping off with the single parents. So yeah, I thought it was great. I think I really enjoyed it, and I would recommend if you need a laugh. And it's got the lovely Sean Gibson in it as well as one of the mums. And in episode one, oh, there's a shock revelation about her connection to Mr. Mammoth, the PE teacher. Yeah, so. Whether or not you remember the 70s, I think you'll enjoy this.